Psalm chapter 18 tonight. I'm going to ask you a question, and again, my desire tonight is this message will help maybe just connect you and the Lord and just remind you of what God has available to you. I'm going to ask you a question. What is your biggest burden in your life right now? What's your biggest care? What's your largest care? What is the thing that is weighing on your heart tonight? That even after a prayer request, you couldn't even share it because it would just take too long. Is there something that's in your life right now? If you could just you and God, talk to God about one thing, what would it be tonight? I want you to have that in your mind. If we think about that thing or whatever it is, maybe it's a circumstance, maybe it's a situation, maybe it's an event, it's probably overwhelming to you, probably because there's really not much you can do about it. I have found in my life the things that weigh me down the most are the things that are just completely out of my hands. Because if I could fix them, I would. And those simple things, maybe, this cupboard door, it just doesn't sit right. Well, I could take it off and fix it. It's really not that big of a burden. But the thing that you're thinking about here tonight, the thing that's maybe heaviest on your heart, maybe it's one of your children, maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's a circumstance. It's probably because you can't do much about it, or you feel overwhelmed, you don't even know where to start. Tonight's message is cry out to God. The reason that that thing is so burdensome to you is maybe it's there to get you to look towards the Lord. And I'll ask you the question, have you cried out to God for help? So oftentimes we try and fix our problems. We try and arrange things, adjust things. All week we've been... As much as I love this plane, it's been somewhat of a burden trying to make it all work. And you can't see this. It's tied up against the wall. And we got a lot of things going on with it. And it's just got a lot going on. Say, that's not that big of a deal. True, it's not that big of a deal. But it did take some of my thought. It took some of my efforts. It was a burden because I felt like it was kind of out of my control. How about even more so the events in our life, right? And I'm going to ask you, and we do things, we try and fix things, we try and take circumstances, and like we sang that first song, we try and brighten the corner where we're at. I'm going to try and do something, but there are some things that are just beyond our control, and you know what? And we feel helpless. God, what can I do about this thing? My circumstance, my situation. And I'm going to ask you tonight, have you cried out to God for help? Have you asked for help? Or are you still feeling frustrated and overwhelmed because you're trying to fix it yourself? Maybe it's within your marriage. Maybe it's within the workplace. Maybe it's with a sibling. Maybe it's with a person, it's a circumstance, something. We find ourselves in Psalm chapter 18 and verse 6. It says this, Psalm 18 verse 6 says, "In my distress I called upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears." Go with me to Psalm number 120. I want you to remember that word, "in my distress." Psalm number 120 tonight. Psalm 120 says this. Psalm 120 and verse 1. "In my distress." I looked up that word distress. What does that mean? It meant pain. To be in distress means some sort of pain. It doesn't always have to be physical. It could be spiritual. It could be emotional. Some things that we have gone through in our life are emotionally hurtful. And the Bible says, in my and let's substitute that in, not to change the word of God, but to help us with this. In my painful emotional events, I cried unto the Lord. In my physical painful need, I cried unto the Lord. In my spiritual painful events, I cried unto the Lord. And the Bible says, and he heard me. Cry out to God tonight in your distress, in your pain. Verse 2 says, deliver my soul, O Lord. And as we read in verse 2, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Hey, the pain that is in your life or the difficulty may be there because of someone else's wrongdoing. And you may feel overwhelmed and helpless. And what can you do? Well, the Bible says that you can cry out to God and he hears you. No matter what that is. I'm thankful I have not had to deal with chronic back pain. But if you're here tonight and you have that, that is debilitating. I know Mrs. Parrott, sometimes you have that. Hey, cry out to the Lord. You know, Paul, and we mentioned this just recently, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about that thorn in the flesh. There was a physical ailment there. God didn't take it away, but he gave him grace to get through. Hey, I'm going to encourage you tonight, in your distress, maybe ever more talking to adults here, but a broken heart? A hurt heart? What can you do about that? I can't do anything about that. That's why it's such a heavy burden. Because I go to sleep with it and I wake up with it and I carry it all throughout the day. My heart is broken. What do I do? In my distress, that broken and hurt heart, I can come to God and I can cry out to him. If any of your children have ever been injured physically, maybe they're outside or you hear, you know, them playing or something like that. And, you know, as parents, after a while, you can tune your ear to that. There's normal sounds around the house, and then all of a sudden there's that. And you're like, oh. 3, 2, 1. Ah! You're right? I mean, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's like, oh, that sounds like that was someone's head on the corner of the door frame. Mom! Dad! And they're screaming. Why? Because they're in distress, so they cry out for help. And God tells us over and over again, in our distress, to cry out to him. So I want you to think about that thing that's in your life. As you're, and that's good. I'm glad you're trying to fix that thing and trying to work on that thing and adjust that thing. But have you cried out to God for help? Like that 7-year-old that just bonked his head on the corner of the door. Number one, cry out to God in our distress. Number two, Psalm verse 34. Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Look at verse 6. The Bible says the poor man cried. Nathaniel, you're close here and you're intelligent, right? Pretty much. Maybe you could phone a friend if you need help. What would you, what doesn't a poor man have?
Money.
Money, right? Good answer. Didn't even need to phone a friend. He's lacking something. The Bible says the poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Look at this. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Number one, in our distress. Number two, in our depletion. Here he was a poor man. What does that mean? He was wanting something. He was lacking something in his life. And what did he do? He cried out to God. Hey, whatever that is that you're thinking about here tonight, your heaviest burden, your greatest care, the thing that just has you weighed down tonight, maybe it's made you a poor man. Maybe not financially, but maybe it's taken something from you. God says, the poor man cried. Cried to who? God. And the Lord heard him, and look at, and saved him out of his troubles. Look at, and then he encamps around him, and then he says this. He says he invites him to see just how good God is. He says, hey, I understand that you may feel like you've got nothing left. I want you to come to me and I can give you something. Yes, I may not replace that thing that you may feel like you've got to have. But I'm going to surround you and you're going to get an opportunity to see that I'm just good. Oh, taste and see. Those are very physical things. Those are very tangible ways. Hey, when we walk away from that, a poor man just tasted and saw just how good God was. Why? Because he cried out to him in his depletion. And you may feel like, I'm no good. I've got nothing to offer. I'm just a mess. I am been taken everything. Cry out to God and allow him to surround you and then taste and see how good he is. Cry out to God. I invite you tonight to do that. Number one, in distress. Number two, in our depletions. Look at Psalm 77 tonight. We just have a couple more of these. Psalm 77 and verse 1. Psalm 77 and verse 1. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. Hey, God is listening. In the midst of your distress, in the midst of your depletion, God is listening. Look at verse 2 though. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. Hey, even if you got yourself into some trouble, the Bible says that he can hear you. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. And then look at this. Look at verse 3. I remembered God. Ever try and run from your troubles? In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. But then I ran. I ran at night. I just tried to get as far away from that situation as I could. And I remembered God. And I remembered I can't run from my troubles. And I can't run from my problems. And I can't run away from God. And it'd just be better if I just cried out to him with my voice, even if I'm in trouble. That thing that feels so overwhelming to you, do you understand that he can help you? He can help you like no person can. Exodus chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17. Familiar passage. We'll read a few verses here. As parents, we don't like it when our children complain, right? It wears on us. It just takes the life right out of us. In Exodus chapter 17 and verse 1, and all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord and pitched in Rephidim. And there was no water for the people to drink. Dad, I'm thirsty. There we are on Route 90, right? No water bottles left in the car. They've drank everything. Next rest stop we see 34 miles away. Dad, I'm so thirsty. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? Could you imagine 2 million people complaining that there's no water and you not being able to do one thing about it? There was no Wegmans. There was no ability to provide. And Moses is overwhelmed. And the people thirsted there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is it that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses, look at now, and Moses cried unto the Lord. Hey, when he was in trouble, you know what he did? He cried out to God. He says, what shall I do unto this people? They may be almost ready to stone me. Hey, how about your situation that is just overwhelming to you? Why don't you just come to God and say, God, what do you want me to do? Why don't you ask him for help? Instead of trying to do it on your own and trying to fix things on your own and trying to navigate and trying to find water, why don't you cry unto God with that overwhelming thing that's in your life, that trouble, and just bring it to God and say, God, what do you want me to do? He tells Moses what to do. Moses doesn't obey him, but he tells him because he was frustrated. Hey, I want to encourage you. When the Lord does tell you what to do, can I encourage you to do exactly what he says? That'll be helpful. Cry out unto God. Number four, our last one, Psalm 142. Are you thinking about that thing that's in your life? I just don't know what to do. I don't know. This is a burden to me. No one can fix it. No one can help it. No one can change it. No one can do anything about it. And it just weighs on me all the time. How about you cry out to God with it? Psalm 142 in verse 1, it says this, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. Hey, when we feel overwhelmed, you know what we feel? We feel defeated. Defeated. When you feel like you've lost, what do? You ought to cry out to God for help. Cry out to the Lord for help. Even when you feel like there is no hope, now there's nothing left to do. He says, when my spirit was overwhelmed, I can't even get up, I can't even move anymore, I'm done, I quit. Why don't you go to the Lord for help? Why don't you come to God even in your defeat and just lay that situation before him and say, God, here, I need your help. Instead of trying to fix it on your own, I encourage you tonight to bring that thing, whatever it is. Maybe it's within your family. Maybe it's from outside your family. Maybe it's with somebody else or a work partner, or maybe it's a financial thing. Maybe you got yourself into some trouble. Maybe you made some bad decisions in your life and you don't know what to do and you just need to come to God and say, God, I've made a mess of it. I don't know what else to do. Here, can you show me what to do? The Bible says when we cry out to him, he hears us. At the end of that, it says that we walk away and see that the Lord is good. That we taste and see that he's good. He's able to help us. So what is that thing in your life tonight? What is that thing that's just got you weighed down? That has you in defeat? That has you completely depleted? That has you in distress. Tonight's prayer time is not going to be maybe prayer requests. But maybe it's you just talking to the Lord about that thing. Maybe say, I knew that, but I'm glad I was reminded of it. Maybe you just need to take that thing. What is that thing in your life that's just got you weighed down, that you just need to cry out to God with? Let's pray, and then we'll end with the song. But we'll just pray over this message real quick, and then maybe you can. We'll take a few moments in our seats to pray tonight. Say, is there something wrong with me that I feel like you describe me to a T? No. No, it sounds like you're living life. You're not broken. I'm thankful that we can come to the Lord for help. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word, how it encourages us, how it just reveals to us about us. God, we are in distress. And we are defeated. We are discouraged, and we are in trouble, and Lord, we need your help. Lord, we come to you now. Lord, I ask that you'd hear these prayers tonight. God, as we pour out our heart before you, I pray that you'd hear us as you said you would. And Lord, surround us tonight. God, that when we walk away, after we see your hand in our life, we'll know how good you are. And how you've led us and guided us. Lord, I ask you to bless this prayer time now. Thank you for your word again. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take a few moments tonight and just take that burden, that heaviest thing that's in your life, and just cry out to God. Just plead it with him. Let's take a few moments, we'll do that, and then we'll sing a song here tonight.